football we talk here. Beavers get a big win over the Goodland Cowboys last Friday night, 32-6. Homecoming win there, and they started off that 97-yard run and then another 90-yard drive in that first half there. And that racked up the yards early and often there for the Beavers. We're joined here with Coach Brian Gentry. Well, Coach, kind of a change a little bit last week in the lineup there, offensively a little bit as well defensively, just because of some personnel that were unavailable. But it seemed like your kids were well-prepared, the players were, and got ready and took care of some business there last Friday night against Goodland.
Yeah, we came out pretty well, and we needed to. You know, the last couple of weeks prior to that were a little rough, and with some guys getting injured, we made some adjustments there on the line, and it really helped us, you know, seal up the edge, and our running backs, you know, made the most of their opportunities, and you know, especially there early, and we kind of needed that. You know, we needed a big start, we needed a big play somewhere. We just been kind of lacking in that department, and you know, I think with moving some guys around and allowing them to, you know, kind of use their size and strength really helped us out.
Hey, you guys were saw Goodland drive down the field early there, and then they had three first downs through the first three quarters there, all in those first two series. One was on that rugby-style fake punt run, but the defense really kind of honed in on what Goodland was trying to do. Yeah, they were down starter, but your defense was definitely focused.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a it kind of happens at all levels, it seems. You know, as far as that first drive, you know, it's kind of getting used to the speed and the strength of the opposing team, because, you know, most teams, scout teams in high school aren't going to be able to put that, you know, on the field at practice. So I think our guys do a great job, you know, and Coach Turner and Coach Frank do a great job with, you know, with making those in-game adjustments. But, you know, once they figure it out and they kind of get the game speed of it and the feel for it, they've been doing a great job. And, you know, the offense just has to keep progressing and you know, getting some points on the board and not forcing our defense to, you know, play so, you know, stiff on defense and you know, shut teams down, because that's kind of hard to do. But our defense has been doing a great job.
How big was it to get that running game going there? It had been a struggle at times through the first three games, but to finally keep a lot of sustained drives going, and I know some of them ended turnover on downs or punt, but to really be consistent on offense last Friday night.
Yeah, we were. We were pretty balanced. You know, early Jace got a lot of the carries, and then Sawyer, you know, got a bunch in the second half. And we had a lot of personnel shifts as far as the backfield goes, with guys coming in for different formations. So it took a little bit. You know, I think we saw that getting the play in and you know, getting everybody on the same page. We were kind of late in the play clock every once in a while, but overall, you know, I thought the guys that got opportunities made the most of them. I thought our line did a good job of not putting us in a spot, you know, maybe jump off sides here or there or something. You know, we didn't get very many penalties, so that really helps us, you know, in our game plan as far as sustaining drives, and we did a good job of it.
Well, now you get back on the road, and it's to Russell. Second straight year you get to face the Broncos at their place there and get to play on the field turf there, and I know they've struggled. They had a big explosion of offense in their game 2 games ago in that fourth quarter against Norton, where they went to double overtime, but still a team. Just kind of look at their roster, and it's kind of unusual. They have, I think, 33 on the roster, and 15 of them are juniors, but a little bit different styles of defense and offense that Russell is running this year as compared to last year.
Yeah. I mean, the for our defense, you know, as far as that goes, you know, they've seen the spread stuff, and so they'll be ready for that. And then offensively, you know, it's back-to-back games where we're kind of seeing that 3-3 stack. This is more of a 3-3 stack than last week. It was kind of a 3-5, but they stack those linebackers in there. And they got some big dudes up front, you know, so our line's going to have to, you know, hold their blocks. And, you know, but again, you know, I think our speed and our skill positions, you know, should be able to you know, take advantage of some of that. And, you know, we just have to, because the way that they blitz and the way that they stack those linebackers behind the ends, you don't always know who's going to show in your gap. So constant communication and just being, you know, sound fundamentally and knowing your responsibility. And, you know, I think we'll be all right.
How big of an advantage is it for you guys to see similar styles back-to-back weeks like this?
Well, I mean, it is an advantage, really, you know, because, you know, last week was, you know, it was kind of a, you know, warm up for this. I mean, not to say that it's, you know, the game was a warm up by any means, but it's an extra, you know, rep that we get, you know, against that defense and against another varsity team. So, You know, I think it's huge because we kind of know where to go. We kind of know where we're blocking and where our gaps are. And you know, when we pull guys and we trap and we do things like that, we already kind of know where they're supposed to be. So it's a big advantage, and, you know, our guys are going to make the most of it, I hope.
Should be a fun one there, road trip to wrestle on Friday as Scott City takes on the Broncos. And Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. And, Coach, thanks again for joining me. We'll see you there in wrestle.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And our next guest will be the interior linebackers of the Scott City defense there, and also a couple of starters on offense as well. And they get to sit down, and we'll see who gets the microphone first here. Jeffrey automatically points to Sawyer, so he gets it here. He had a pretty big game last week. And Sawyer, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Can you believe we're halfway through this regular season already?
Oh, man, it's crazy. Yeah, I was just thinking about that last night, actually.
It goes pretty fast there, but how fun was that game last Friday night to snap that losing streak and get back into the winning side of things?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, we were excited going into it just to break that losing streak. So, yeah, we got out there and got ahead, and, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, you had a pretty big role in that, offensively and defensively, and, you know, kind of going through that. What was kind of going through your mind there as that game went on, and you guys were kind of able to move the ball down the field quite a bit on offense?
You know, I was just thinking I got to keep getting my blocks. I missed a couple blocks there early on some easier plays that I should have blocked better on. So, yeah, I was just trying to get better blocks for my guys in the backfield in that new offense we were running. So.
Yeah, it was it did it kind of throw you guys off a little bit what you were running there? I mean, just
yeah,
alignment?
It was a little different, but I really like having those big guys on one side and just ramming it down people's throat.
Yeah, it's like they do a good job of paving the way, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Well, that was definitely fun last week. Got in the end zone a couple times. You had a pretty nice dive in there on that. I think it might have been your second one.
Yeah, I didn't even mean to dive, actually. I just kind of jumped and went for it, I guess.
Well, you got to have good effort on it, so yeah.
Yeah.
But you look forward here, second half of the season, big games coming up here, but wrestle on Friday night. What's the thing that you're looking forward to the most as you had to wrestle?
I'm just looking for another win, pound it on them, you know. I'm excited to we put in a couple pass plays for me, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to run those and maybe catch a couple passes, so that'll be fun.
All right, yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, you deserve some catches,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right, Senior Sawyer Stevens joining us here, and thanks as always here. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, now we head over to Jeffrey Nix here. He's the blocker, linebacker all over the field there, and I guess you guys really felt like you guys took some things to heart after maybe the last couple games on that offensive line, because that you guys last Friday night were paving some pretty big holes. What was the? How did you guys feel after last Friday night's game with Goodland?
We felt pretty dang excited. Doing our jobs, felt pretty dang good. Making the holes bigger for the running backs, holding our blocks for a quarterback, felt pretty good.
Do you feel like the guys were able to get a little bit of your identity back?
Yeah. That's for sure.
I mean, the first play, a 97-yard run there, I mean, does that make things a lot easier for you when the running backs clear down the field?
Yeah, it does.
The next drive was a 7-minute drive there on offense, 92 yards there. And, I mean, how mentally tough do you have to be to kind of be in a 7-minute drive where you're going pretty much the whole length of the field?
You just got to be bigger, tougher than the man across from you. You just got to push him back and you may say hold your blocks and just drive it down the field.
This year you've also are playing their interior linebacker, and you and Sawyer have been all over the place there at linebacker, and you're chasing down receivers down on one end of the field there. And I kind of talk about your role as one of those interior linebackers.
I love being a linebacker. I've been a linebacker all 4 years of high school. It's just a fun time. You just see a hole, you fill the hole, and if he's there, you just lay the hammer.
There you go, lay the hammer. I like that. But you got 4 games left of your regular season and hopefully playoffs, and we get going here. What's something that you're looking to build upon here as you move forward?
Hopefully build our confidence. We just keep building it up and up and up, and we just have fun doing it and just have fun.
Excited to play on some artificial turf or field turf on Friday? That Russell there?
I have no idea. I have mixed feelings about turf.
Yeah, you guys didn't play on any of it last year, did you?
Yeah, we played at Russell last year.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that's right. But yeah,
it's slippery.
It is a little slippery. Hopefully it's dry enough for you and the dew doesn't get the best of you. So.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffrey Nix joining us here. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up.